Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas, who gets us up and running and twitching and motivated every single morning, and it is needed. And David, great energy today.
Great energy.
Appreciate the big push from everyone.
Everybody.
Thanks to everyone for calling and texting and energizing us.
And most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday.
And thanks to Alex Kuhn. Last couple days, we've really enjoyed our lives, and the show's been so much better until Dustin checked in later in the show.
Thanks, Coach.
He comes in and just plays so steady. Oh, they're yelling MVP for the captain.
There you go. Well done. That is Brandon Fryer. Thank you, buddy.
And I'm so upset Dustin isn't here today, because that was a David Ross special yesterday.
Wow. Yeah. Tough crowd.
There you go. It was Kevin.
Kevin and Palatine.
Hey, it is Good Friday, and it's good to see our dear friend Mr. Lawrence Holmes is here. And he'll be doing the show with Dan Bernstein. They're not booing. They're not saying
coon.
They're not saying
coon.
They're booing.
Bernstein.
It's booze.
They're booing. So do I wish you a it's not a happy Good Friday, because it's certainly not happy.
No.
But
it's a long Good Friday.
I mean, theoretically, it depends on how you want to interpret, because one could argue that this is the greatest day.
Yes.
One could argue that while not celebratory, that it is the day that we are all redeemed. So
the anniversary of the crucifixion.
So that's, I guess that would be happy if that's.
Yeah.
If you know that
typically referred to as a solemn day, though.
Yeah.
Solemn.
It's a solemn day, but you could make the argument in religious circles that this is the most important day on the Catholic calendar, that this is the day that our souls are redeemed.
That's a semester at DePaul.
Yeah. It's first semester, actually.
If we didn't have the spoiler alert, if we didn't really know, if we hadn't sort of seen the movie before, we wouldn't really know that today is going to end better than you thought.
The post-credit scenes, yes.
Right, but we do get it. Right.
That's Sunday.
This is years ago, but I remember being at the racetrack on Good Friday
with
my brother, and we are sitting there.
That's a good way to spend
it. You can hear, like, the Angelus bells ringing, because it's like 3 o'clock on Good Friday, and he looks at me, and he says, "Jeez, like, do we really need to be? Should we be here? Is this okay?" And I said, "It's fine. Don't worry about it. Nothing's wrong." Ching! The gates open and our jockey falls off the horse. And it was like, you know.
That's a sign. You know,
karma.
Child asks.
Get thee to mass.
God answers child prayer.
No, says God.
That's it. It was beautiful. It happened.
And that jockey's name was Jesus Concepcion.
So it is a good Friday in many ways, except for Sox and Cubs fans.
Woof.
Here's the thing. There's not a lot to be looking forward to when it comes to the White Sox. That was an excellent start by Garrett Crochet yesterday. Like, if you're looking for something to be encouraged by, be encouraged by the fact that most people had him. What did Stoney say yesterday? 3 2/3 would have been fine. Yeah. And he did more than that. You know, he was dominant for his start. So there's that.
Yeah, that was good.
They lost cleanly. Yeah, that's what they said.
They
lost cleanly.
They lost without being able to hit, which is going to be a problem for them.
There was no run support.
No.
I mean, there were no runs. No.
There were no runs.
I mean, there's just there. It's funny that you look through the way it felt in contrasting the Cubs Rangers game, where it's just like every next hitter was a handful.
Right.
And you're trying to set up your pitching. You're like, God, there's this guy, and then there's this guy. And with the White Sox, there's just too many easy outs. Mm-hmm. You look at that lineup, you're like, oh, you and you, okay, fine.
6-9 went 0 for 12?
Yeah, it's just that's how it is when too many of your hitters are bad.
Get used to it. Sadly, that's the case. 14 guys made their Sox debut yesterday. Yeah, that's a
– What did Josh – what was the number that he gave us that 50 White Sox will play this year? He said that he thinks that there'll be 50 different players that will play for the White Sox.
The most
Sox
remarkable
this year.
Thing I heard about the turnover yesterday was that Michael Kopech is the only pitcher that was on the opening day roster last year.
Yep.
That's a lot of change.
And he gave you the Kopech ride yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You had the whole sampler platter.
Buckle up. Yep. That's the way it's going to be.
You knew it was coming. You knew he was going to hit a guy, walk a guy, you know.
It made sense
because
when we talked with Stoney, he said, because I asked him, like, do you think that he's closer material? And Stoney's like, I don't want to see him doing that right away, because if he has a bad outing, he's going to go into the tank. So you get out of it, you walk the tightrope, and you get out of it. But, yeah, that was the full Michael Kopech experience yesterday, and members of Michael Kopech experience.
I also, did they say 33 was the total yesterday?
33 was the announced.
We were 33, low.
4.
We were low. I thought I was going to be way overshooting at 28, but that it was nice.
4.
We had a really nice day yesterday hanging out at Wings and Rings, and it was cool seeing the diehards, and there were, you know, some famous Score virtual personalities. Gas Money Bob was there. Ramblin' Grimace was there, that people may know from Twitter. But it was thanks to Justin and everybody at Wings and Rings for their hospitality. And for Brooks Boyer, too, coming out and bringing some of their new food items. Somebody ate my Sox cookie.
Lawrence brought one in here.
Why have my own? I brought it for Mully. Mully said no.
Well, I can't have it today is all I said.
You want to take it with
trying
you?
Trying to. No. I mean, whatever.
You know what they brought us?
Not
they brought us
cookies.
They brought us the walking stick sandwich.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
I think Layla took that one.
She took the ham and Swiss, I think.
Yeah, it looked really good.
There was a roast beef that looked like it had like a horseradish on it that looked awesome. And then I think it was a turkey something. But I guess the idea is, which is one of my favorite things to do at a Sox game, is to have the sort of peripatetic experience of not staying in your seat and walking the concourse stopping at various points on the concourse to kind of lean on the railing. You can have a beer here. You can sample something over here. It's a great Chicago dining experience.
Yeah, don't worry, Dan. There's going to be plenty of opportunities for you to do that.
Yes, and I can have my own personal magical urinal of success.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.